proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program. We follow along in our series about the Messiah and the Psalms by turning our attention to perhaps the best-known chapter in the Old Testament, Psalm 23. David, who wrote the psalm, had served as a shepherd, guarding the flocks of his father Jesse. Thus, David understood the nature of the shepherd lifestyle and the importance of having a faithful shepherd. In the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus Christ described himself as, quote, the good shepherd, unquote. His sheep, that is to say those who believe on him, his sheep know him and will follow him. They will not go after a stranger. Moreover, the Savior declared that he would give his life for his sheep, something that a hireling shepherd would not do. How did the shepherd of Psalm 23 foreshadow Jesus Christ as the good shepherd? David listed a number of traits in Psalm 23 that a good shepherd should possess, characteristics found in the person of Jesus Christ. According to Psalm 23, David wrote that God, as a good shepherd, quote, maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, unquote. Jesus Christ does something similar for his people. As Paul wrote to the congregation at Philippi, quote, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, unquote. In summation, a good shepherd provides sustenance for his sheep. Furthermore, David declared that as a good shepherd, God, quote, leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Jesus Christ informed his disciples in the 16th chapter of John how he would do this. He would send to them the Holy Spirit of God, who would, quote, guide them into all truth, unquote. David stated that God, as a good shepherd, protected and reassured him during times of trial. Quote, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, unquote. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, Paul exclaimed that the Lord, quote, shall establish you and keep you from evil, unquote. God protects his people and his flock. In Psalm 23, David added that God's rod and staff gave him comfort. A shepherd would utilize such implements as a way of protecting his sheep from attack by predators, as well as keeping them from straying away from their flock. A shepherd might use a rod and a staff when disciplining a wayward sheep. Jesus Christ protects his people from predators. He guards them against satanic attacks by providing the whole armor of God for them, as noted in Ephesians chapter 6. Jesus Christ also applies discipline to his sheep, chastening them, as the author of Hebrews explained in Hebrews chapter 12. David concluded Psalm 23 by writing that God, as a good shepherd, enveloped him with goodness and mercy throughout his life. In the 3rd chapter of James, that writer exclaimed that divine wisdom, which Jesus Christ provided to believers, divine wisdom consisted of mercy and good fruits. Psalm 23 speaks about Jesus Christ as the shepherd of his sheep, a shepherd who would provide for his people, lead his people, guard his people, and when necessary, discipline and chasten his people. Moreover, a shepherd who, as Jesus Christ did, would willingly give his life for his flock. This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.